This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We hope you're having a good weekend out there. Everybody tuned in to the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday. We thank you for tuning in. We thank you for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer here for another hour. And then I hand the baton to Harrison Smith, who will be hosting Sunday Night Live. Laura Loomer has stuck around. I wanted her to come back and, again, talk about the event coming up this week, just so people tuned in. A lot of Patriots in Florida, very active as well. So, Laura, once again, tell people about the event coming up on Tuesday and any details you think they might need to know.
Yeah, thanks, Dylan. So the event is going to be Tuesday from 4:30 to 6:30 in Palm Beach at a place called Trump Corner, where we have a lot of Trump events. And so the information is on my Gab, the flyer's on my Parler, it's also on my Telegram. I just posted it a couple hours ago. And Michelle Malkin's going to be there, Nick Fuentes, Lauren Witzke, Vincent James, and we're going to have a really big rally to let people know that if the legislator here in Florida doesn't get it together and include these amendments in this bill, this big tech bill, HB 7013 or Senate Bill 7072, the Senate companion bill, then we're not going to have an effective tech bill here in Florida. And candidates like myself and Donald Trump and others will be deplatformed. And it's not just about me, right? This is about every candidate running for office in the state of Florida. And I'll tell you right now, big tech social media censorship is without a doubt the most important issue in the country right now, if not the entire world. And if we don't start finding solutions to rein in big tech and get rid of big tech tyranny, no Republicans will ever be elected ever again. They're just never going to allow it. We saw what big tech did this last election cycle. They colluded, just as people like you and I and Alex have been saying they would for years. They colluded with each other to steal the election.
Laura, what do you make, speaking of stealing elections, what do you make of the audit happening in Arizona right now, where the Democrats are sending dozens, 73 attorneys down there to try to muddy the waters with that, but the audit continues. What are your thoughts on that? What are you seeing down there?
Well, I think it's really interesting. If you didn't steal an election and there's no voter fraud, why do you have to send attorneys if people just want to recount ballots? What's the problem, right?
You think the Democrats are acting suspiciously?
Well, I look. Real winners, when you're a winner, when you really win an election or you win any type of tournament or anything, right? Whenever you're a winner, you don't have to silence your opposition if you won fair and square. If you're a real winner, you don't have to intimidate others and threaten others with litigation if you really are a real winner and you didn't cheat and you didn't steal.
That's interesting. The left, the Democrats have to censor all their opposition and then they have to cheat to win elections, and then they pretend they're the popular party with all their Hollywood minions and their mainstream media towing the party line, giving the narrative to them as well. It's very incredible stuff to witness this.
I was at Mar-a-Lago last night, and I was there for the House Freedom Fund fundraiser with members of the Freedom Caucus, and President Trump was talking about voter fraud, and he was talking about how Republicans, you know, really need to start fighting back, and that he said that this is the most important issue as well. And President Trump at Mar-a-Lago during his speech last night also talked about big tech censorship and how important it is that we get a hold on that. And I actually had an opportunity to speak with President Trump about the big tech social media censorship and what I've been doing to combat this last week when I was at Mar-a-Lago as well. And I'm looking forward to having a meeting with him at Mar-a-Lago in the near future to discuss this, because look, the Democrats are colluding openly with big tech to silence people. And I do believe that voter fraud and the voter integrity issue and big tech censorship are all one and the same issue. Because when you look at the people who are financing the voter fraud, it's people like Mark Zuckerberg, right? The $400 million in election operations for ballot boxes. So if we don't deal with the big tech social media tyrants, then we're not going to get a hold on voter fraud or voter irregularities.
That's Laura Loomer. Follow her on Gab, on Parler, on Telegram, and see her in Florida on Tuesday. Laura, thank you.
Thanks, and hopefully InfoWars can come out as well, because we'd love to have InfoWars there live streaming the event.
You just had to do it to us, didn't you? You just had to put the pressure on me live on air, the pressure cooker. I get it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars being on air is a victory over the New World Order. Us being live with you right now, or you tuning in to a rebroadcast or the podcast or the archives at band.video, is a victory in the face of global government. Every day we're on air is a victory. So keep us on air, ladies and gentlemen. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. We're very excited. We've got Vaso Beat Complete back in stock, and I'm not sure, somebody left two bottles on the desk here. I think one of them, I'm going to have a five-finger discount for one of these deals right here. I'm going to be like the Clintons in the White House and slink off from work today with a bottle of Vaso Beat Complete. I'm a big fan. I've won at my normal desk, my weekday desk on the other side here, a Vaso Beat Complete that I like to mix in with my water. I have one at home. It's all about blood flow, ladies and gentlemen. Nitrates and blood flow. Beets are known as one of the top things you can eat, consume with nitrates. We've turned it into a liquid tincture, purified it, put it in this little bottle, and sell it at InfoWarsStore.com. It's all about blood flow, ladies and gentlemen. Blood flow, blood flow, blood flow. Vaso Beat Complete at InfoWarsStore.com. Back in stock and 50% off. 50% off. So back in stock, 50% off. Get the super concentrated beet extract at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off Vaso Beat Complete. I want to show a couple things here. First of all, we all know about what happened with the girl there in Columbus. And, you know, everything is so polarized, but you see all these people coming out and her mother saying, oh, she was such a sweet girl. And Makia Bryant, the one that got shot when she was trying to stab a girl to death. And people are going and looking at her TikTok videos. Oh, she was the sweetest thing. You know what? Maybe 99.9% of her life, she was. Maybe she really was. Maybe she really was a sweetheart. But, you know, in that moment, she was trying to stab a girl to death. And sometimes when you make a mistake like that, it ruins or even ends your life. And so it's sad. Nobody wants her to get shot and killed that day. But nobody wants to be stabbed to death either. And so that was the situation. But so now, this is the new thing. They still do the hands up, don't shoot with Mike Brown. They do the I can't breathe with George Floyd. Now they're going to say, you're going to shoot me like Makia Bryant. Here's a exchange between an officer and some civilians where they try to poke at the officer, instigate the officer, saying you're going to kill me like Makia Bryant, and listen to the officer's response.
Oh, y'all going to kill me like goofy ass? Okay.
So there you go. We'll have to drop that there. We apologize for the curse words getting out. But yeah, so, oh, you're going to shoot me like Makia Bryant. I'm glad the officer stood up for himself. I'm glad the officer responded. And you know, it must be tough for officers these days to have to put up with all the BS and the hatred and having a target on their back, and they can't even stand up for themselves. And so good for that officer for at least kind of standing up for himself a little bit there. But it's sad the what they're going to have to deal with because of the mainstream media and the Democrat Party is demonizing them and putting a target on their back. And again, you notice how the individual talking to the officer doesn't even know the story. Makia Bryant did not call the police. She had the police called on her or whatever group she was with that was starting a fight in the neighborhood. No, it was the girl standing there holding her dog with her family and her neighbors that called the cops because Makia Bryant and her friends were out of control, and she said she was going to go on a stabbing spree, and she had a knife on her. And she's so out of control in this video. You know, and again, nobody even wants to be honest about what they see in this video. Makia Bryant's, the other guy she was with, tried to curb stomp a woman into the pavement. Literally, she tried to curb stomp a woman's head into the pavement. Nobody seems to have a problem with that. Makia was also running around wildly swinging a knife. And so she gets into a scruff with one person. You see there, she's in a scruffle with one person. The lady in the pink doesn't even do anything, and then she just gets up and she starts wildly swinging at her. So again, nobody wants to see anybody get shot by police, but when you go around swinging a knife at people, somebody's hopefully going to stop you. Now, here is Officer Tatum, Brandon Tatum, a beautiful segment. He goes off on the BBC network. It's good to have voices like Brandon Tatum out there. Here it is.
Mr. Larry there. Right, we can speak now to Brandon Tatum, a former police officer and founder and CEO of the Officer Tatum. Thank you very much for coming on the program.
My pleasure.
So we're going to talk about lots of the wider issues just in a moment, but first of all, just wanted to get your reaction to the conviction.
Well, first of all, I think most of what I heard on the broadcast all the way here is confusing to me. I think we're living in the twilight zone. This conviction, in my personal opinion, did nothing for our country. I mean, people are living a lie. I mean, this was one police officer, one person in the community. They found him guilty. This was the swiftest justice I've ever seen in my life. The day after the film came out, he was arrested. He was tried. 10 hours of deliberation, he was convicted. I'm not really sure why people are acting like this is monumental. Also, he did not get a fair trial, in my personal opinion. There was a lot of obstruction that happened. They paid the family out $27 million before the jury could be selected. I mean, they're going to have a case in appeal. So I don't know why people are celebrating, and I don't know why this is such a big focal point other than people are making money off of the pain of people in our country.
So you're objecting firstly to some of the things that happened around the trial, which now that there is a conviction, I think we should probably park that. But secondly, you're upset that there's an amalgamation here of a wider sense of a landmark case and this one specific court case.
Yeah, this is not a landmark case. I think this is a political agenda. They're pushing lies in our country. Policing in America is not inherently racist. We don't live in a racist country. This was an interaction between a police officer that I thought did the wrong thing and a black man who was on drugs, high, resisting arrest, and ended up being killed by that police officer. That's as simple as it can be. The president of the United States got out and made a fool of himself trying to promote racism in a simple police encounter that the officer got convicted on.
So you reject President Biden's comments about systemic racism and it being a stain on the whole nation?
Yes, President Biden is an idiot, in my personal opinion, and he's just talking because he's a politician. Systemic racism, I mean, if you look at Joe Biden himself, you know, he spoke at a Ku Klux Klan member's funeral and did the eulogy of Robert Byrd. I mean, he is white supremacy and racism if you want to say that is the case. And now he's the president. So if he really cared about white supremacy and racism, he should step down as the president because he's an exemplification of that very thing. These people are just running their mouth and they're not being honest. We don't have a problem with racism in our country. We have a problem with people not following the law. We also have a problem with politicians making up things so they can get reelected. And that's exactly what has been happening. That's why you never see anything change. They're lying to us.
So the rate of people being killed by police is, the rate is higher amongst black people than amongst the rest of the population. How do you account for that? If that isn't a systemic racism problem?
First of all, that's not true. Twice as many white people go killed by police every year. Twice as many white people go killed unarmed by police every year. You just don't see it. There's a gentleman named Tony Tempa. I guarantee you, anybody watching me have no idea who Tony Tempa is. Tony Tempa was murdered in the same fashion that George Floyd was killed. But because he was white, we don't hear about it and nobody cares about it. Nobody's talking about police reform when he was suffocated and killed. But they only talk about it because George Floyd is black. Black people commit over half of violent crimes in this country and only make up 13% of the population. They commit over half of the murders in this country, but only make up 13% of the population. And we can agree that 13% of the population aren't the criminals. There's only a small fraction of the black community that's doing this. So that explains why police are in the black communities more, and that explains why black people are incarcerated more. They are making up lies saying that it has anything to do with racism. Do you understand that there's black police officers, too, that patrol in many of these majority black cities? Are they racist? No, that's not the case. They're just making these things up, in my personal opinion, and they're riding a wave of dead black people in order to make money and be politically and get political leverage.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
How do you like those astronomically high gas prices? You can thank Joe Biden for that. And soon the cost of a cheeseburger will be astronomically high as well. Welcome back into the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer here. I'm going to do a news blitz. If I can get through all the news in this segment, I'll open up the phone lines. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, of course, at the behest of China, at the behest of the New World Order, it doesn't want you to be free and prosperous and eat red meat. According to a study done at the University of Michigan, Joe Biden's climate plan would force Americans to reduce their red meat consumption by 90%, meaning that they can only consume 4 pounds of red meat per year or one burger a month. That wouldn't really be the equivalent for me. I like big cheeseburgers. Of course, the irony is, remember, Joe Biden had the president of Japan over for a cheeseburger dinner. Remember that one? And just 2 years ago, or 3 years ago now, excuse me, on Politico, remember the old story they made fun of us saying, we're not coming for your cheeseburgers? The headline, why right-wingers are going crazy about meat. Conservatives are panicked that liberals are going to take away their steaks. After grabbing guns, the fear is pushing people to absurd lengths to prove how free they are. Except now here you are coming for our guns and our red meat. So your gas prices go up, your cheeseburger prices go up, your lumber prices go up, your energy prices go up. All thanks to Biden capitulating to the New World Order where the United States is not allowed to be free and prosperous. We're not allowed to have a free market. And that's really all it is. They want a global government. You cannot have a free market. You cannot have a prosperous, dominant United States of America. You cannot have that. That then leads the world, and then you don't get a global government. Because the very principles of the United States of American government political system is small government. We've lost our way. But small government, self-government, that revolutionary idea that the Democrats hate so much, self-government. Self-government. And so here's what it's going to look like. In Los Angeles, they have just built a homeless encampment. Now, you've seen the tent cities popping up. You've even seen now government-subsidized tent cities in places like Portland. Now it's gone next level. A large homeless encampment along the 101 freeway in North Hollywood is now a colorful village of tiny homes for the homeless. So they get these tiny homes constructed for them. They get government subsidized hotel rooms paid for by them. By the way, we also have to pay for the illegal immigrants as well. This is a socialist country now, you see. This is a socialist country now. And so that's what it looks like under Agenda 21. So this story was from January 9th, 2015. The headline, Agenda 21 is real, far creepier than Area 51, and it's coming soon to a suburb near you. This is it. This is it. Government lockdowns, open borders, homeless encampments all over, because you'll be homeless too. You'll own nothing. The New World Order tells you you'll be a slave, but you'll like it. Replacement migration, Biden administration to increase number of illegals released into the United States by 800%. Of course, that's just the numbers that we know of. That doesn't even count the ones that don't get caught and processed. And then they'll end up in, many of them, in the cities like that one in L.A., the homeless facilities. The Democrat Party's gone full racist, by the way, in case you haven't noticed. They've gone full racist now. They aren't even hiding their racism. And they like Jim Crow laws. Of course, it was the Democrats that wrote the Jim Crow laws, so they're bringing Jim Crow laws back. That's the Democrat Party. This is seen at the Madison Metropolitan School District. This is in Wisconsin. They had a Zoom. They had a Zoom meeting for parents. Okay. And at the bottom here, they have links. You click the link, you go to the Zoom meeting. They had two different links. You think, oh, two different links? Well, one link should be fine. No, see, two different links. Zoom link for parents of color and Zoom link for white parents. I used to read books about this stuff for whites only or at the time they had the colored people water fountains. Remember that? The Democrats did that with Jim Crow laws. They wrote those. The Democrats, founded by the leftover of the KKK. Now they're bringing it back, folks, and they have separate Zoom meetings for parents of color and for white parents. Now, see, if they would be honest about this, they'd just say, no, we want to be racist against white people because there was racism against black people in America, so now we're just going to be racist against white people. Of course, that's the complete opposite of what Martin Luther King's dream was, but that's what they really are doing. That's what they're really doing. And they're not the only people. There's a month-old headline that just covers the story of universities hosting different graduation ceremonies for gay people and different skin colors and income levels and all this. So this is the left, okay? This is the segregationist movement, once again brought on by the left, the Democrats. Here's the leading newspaper of the left. New York Times, whiteness is a suicide cult, blackness is a superpower. That is a literal headline from the New York Times. So, there you go. Again, who are the real racists? They don't even see their own irony. Black-owned businesses in George Floyd Square say they are in desperate need of help from the police. The businesses are struggling to stay open due to rampant crime. So you have white liberals that are racist, that are out there with Black Lives Matter. Then you have black criminals that are just criminals who are robbing and looting businesses in the name and the cover of Black Lives Matter. And it's black business owners that are suffering the most from it. In Atlanta, where they moved the All-Star game because of racism. And now in George Floyd Square, where the white people, you know, aren't allowed to talk. Did you know that? Yeah, these are the liberal Democrats that are so racist, they have a sign up for white people. You're not allowed to talk. And, of course, this is all supported by big tech. Twitter, Facebook, and Netflix moguls have donated $7.5 million to the BLM co-founder who is pushing their net neutrality policy. So that's how that works. So, you know, the Black Lives Matter leaders, not the family of George Floyd or Michael Brown or the others, they're asking where their money is. The families of Breonna Taylor, they're saying, how come BLM scammed us? They didn't pay us anything. It's all about free handouts. That's how that's a free citizen is getting free handouts from the government that controls you. And so they, the BLM founders, quote unquote, they have big luxurious mansions now and they get paid off to promote big tech agendas. That's how it works. So they have to pay influencers to promote their big tech agendas. They have to pay influencers to promote their medical tyranny agendas with the forced vaccines. That's what these people are into. I think we'll take some phone calls here as we close out the Alex Jones Show in the next two segments. I'll open it up on the other side.
This entire New World Order system is about making you dependent, making you obsolete, making you a domesticated animal they control. They want to censor you. They want to dumb you down. They want to poison you. And they want to control your ability to take care of yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to fund the InfoWar more than ever. And you can do it while at the same time protecting yourself and your family and your neighbors. We have the biggest, best storable foods company in the world that has high-quality food in huge warehouses across the U.S., five of them, ready to ship to you within 24 hours. And when you go to InfoWarsStore.com to get the My Patriot Supply food, you get an additional 10% off. That is the lowest price you're going to find anywhere on quality food. They're ready to ship to you right now. The packaging is amazing. Get prepared while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Do not wait. Take action. PrepareWithAlex.com. Get your food now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, I'm going to give out the phone number now. I've got a couple segments left to take your phone calls. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. I've got two segments left here of the Alex Jones Show on this Sunday, and then Harrison Smith will be hosting Sunday Night Live. He doesn't have any guests, so he may be taking calls as well. I know he's got a lot of news he's going to cover. But we'll start getting your phone calls lined up here as I finish some of this other news. Gina Carano, she is the former MMA fighter, and she was the actress in the popular show Mandalorian. It then got removed from her duties because she's not a liberal. Statement of the day from Gina Carano. You want to start improving your health? Stop being so full of she, I, it. I think that pretty much sums it up. You want to start improving your health? Stop being so full of she, I, it. And of course, feels like that was directed to the liberal progressive left in this country. Couple other headlines here. Trump demands National Guard in Arizona as legal action continues against Maricopa audit. Yes, the Democrats doing everything they can to try to stop that audit. What are they so afraid of? And of course, the viral photos that have people going bananas. A lot of people wondering if it might have something to do with a certain guest of InfoWars named Steve Pachinik. And they are doing blacklight scanning of all the ballots. So is that one way to see what ballots are real and which ones are fake? Perhaps time will tell. Never before seen photos show Bill Clinton greeting sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in White House. And actually, it's not just Clinton greeting Epstein, also greeting Maxwell. That case is ongoing. New charges have been filed. Trafficking of minors. Again, that's Epstein and Maxwell. No big media coverage on that, though. You know, everything's about George Floyd or a police officer, but, you know, the industrial-level sex trafficking, the industrial-level sex abuse that involved presidents of the United States, no big deal because, well, Bill Clinton was a Democrat. So as long as you're a Democrat, you can get away with anything. Here's another example. Michigan Democratic Representative gets pulled over for drunk driving. He drove his car into a ditch. It was that bad. He drove his car into a ditch, and then he starts threatening the officers. I'm telling you, it's not going to be good for you. I run y'all's budget, bro, said Jewel Jones, 26 years old, after drunkenly crashing his car into a ditch. He then threatened to call Governor Whitmer on the cops. Wow. I guess he knows Whitmer's a dirty dealer, too. So threatened to call her to stop himself from getting a DUI and, of course, was cursing, threatening the officers, saying he was going to have them all fired and everything. It's a better idea to just cooperate with the police when you drive your car into a ditch. But see, he's a good Democrat. He's feeling empowered. And so he threatens the officers. Canadian police return with SWAT team to local church run by Arthur Paulowski. That was the powerful pastor who told off the health officials multiple times, get out, get out. You may remember that video. And so now they show up with SWAT teams because, you know, freedom is illegal. And going to church is a crime now. Wow. And then here's a twist. Roofing company offers a free AR-15 with a new roof. This is sending liberals out of control. A roofing company in Wyoming is giving away a free AR-15 rifle with the purchase of a new roof, a spectacular offer that has leftists freaking out. The story is at InfoWars.com. Matt Thomas, marketing director for Wiggins Construction in Powell, Wyoming, said he came up with the idea after noticing people moving into the state in droves from California. I have a feeling that is going to be a good marketing campaign for that roofing company. I have a feeling. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. And we have Ken dialed in from Oklahoma. Ken wants to talk about the Black Lives Matter protests happening in Oklahoma. Go ahead, Ken.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. There was going to be a protest that was talked about on Harrison's show Friday. And the protest was for this weekend. It was going to be Friday night, and they canceled it. And there was, I guess we had rain come through, which is a good thing. But I guess they're trying to get motivated for this white silence is violence march that they're trying to do in some of the upper-class neighborhoods here in Oklahoma City.
Wait, white silence is violence?
Yeah, white silence is violence.
So first they have signs in George Floyd Square that say whitey isn't allowed to talk, but also right. White silence is violence. Boy, Ken, I don't know. I feel like I'm screwed on this deal.
Yeah, right. If you're in George Floyd Square and you're not talking, you're violent, and they're probably going to turn on you. So.
But also, they tell you you're not allowed to talk if you're white. I feel like I'm getting set up.
Exactly. That's what it is. And, you know, none of the news. See, I want to thank you guys at InfoWars, you and everybody else that brought this out on Wednesday, that the BLM had actually gone into the Oklahoma Capitol, because I'm here in Oklahoma, and I didn't even hear about it.
By the way, that story, I'm glad you even re-brought that up, because, I mean, we're just like berserkers charging in trench warfare. Like, I don't have time to turn around and look at, you know, the spoils of war or lament or anything. That never got any mainstream coverage, Ken. Literally,
well,
zero.
It did get a little bit of mainstream coverage in articles online. Fox News put out something about it. A couple other people talked about it, but it was only national mainstream coverage. None of the local news agencies in Oklahoma covered it at all. And there's one talking head on Twitter, Dylan Richards, who works for KOCO, which is News Channel 5 in Oklahoma City. He put up a couple tweets about it. And he just whitewashed it, as in they didn't really break in and there wasn't really a lockdown. Everything he said about it online was just worshiping BLM to make it look like whatever they did was good and justified, where old ladies are going into the Capitol, and, you know, the state, the federal Capitol, and whenever they're walking through the lines and they're carrying a flag, they're going to go to jail. And mm-hmm. they're political prisoners. It's completely insane that mm-hmm. they're going to put political prisoners, lock them up, and these people are just going to walk free and do whatever they want.
Well, yeah, they're Democrats. Don't you know Democrats don't have the same justice, don't have the same court of laws that other people have, right?
Right.
So that's how that goes.
I mean, as it is, these people are going to continue to do this, and it's going to continue to get worse.
Oh, sure. And they'll get up on your dinner table and, you know, kick your food over and say you're not welcome here and cause the business owners a bunch of business. And, you know, they just think it's all great. These are not bright people. They're a threat to themselves and everyone around them. Ken, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Kevin in New York City. Kevin, you are on the Alex Jones Show this Sunday. Go ahead.
Owen, how are you, brother?
Good.
Just checking in with you. So I'm doing a lot of real estate in New York City. And the weird thing is between the virtue signaling with people saying, oh, I got the vaccine. Did you get the vaccine? But another thing is I keep hearing people saying that their kids have gotten sick now, and that their kids are suffering like long-term effects a year later. So it's almost a virtue signaling now about how sick they've gotten with the coronavirus.
Oh, it's a victim economy. Everyone's a victim.
Yeah, it's getting out of control. You know, and I have people texting me before we do a showing for an apartment, and they're like, have you gotten vaccinated? And that comes to be the question. Like, yeah, they want to know my medical information.
If people harass you, you're just trying to show them a piece of property, and they harass you for your medical history.
Right, definitely. And I'm trying to think of what ailments I should come up with to tell them. You know, and that's all I got, Owen. Just want to say hello.
All right, Kevin. Thank you so much for the call. All right, I'm going to keep taking calls on the other side. I got one segment left, and then it's Harrison Smith. He's loaded. He's got a bunch of news he's going to break down as well. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com. Do not take InfoWars for granted, ladies and gentlemen. Do not take these broadcasts for granted. Do not take band.video for granted. Do not take this crew for granted. We're here because you support by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have big sales happening, by the way. VasoBeat Complete, back in stock, 50% off. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on air.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I'm really thinking. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, year supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditionally buying our super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We're closing out The Alex Jones Show today with your phone calls. Harrison Smith takes over. He hosts Sunday Night Live in T-minus 13 minutes. We go back to the phone lines now, though, and let's go to Tim in California, who has something developing there in California I've not heard of. Tim, go ahead.
Well, it's not located in California. It's actually overseas somewhere. It borders two countries. But back in September of 2008, it took them a long time to build it, but they launched the Large Hadron
Collider. So you're talking about CERN.
Exactly. 666 CERN.
And I'm sorry. I was under the impression there was a new CERN being built. You're talking about that.
No, I am talking about it. I was going to step to that, too. This is the comedy is, well, why would you guys get so fascinated about this thing and then have all this information about, these terrible demonic spirits and all these things? We've opened the pit of hell. And then it just got very quiet. But here it is, years later, they're planning on building not a 20-mile diameter one like the first one. No, this one's going to be 62-mile diameter.
They'll probably make it 66 just for fun, you know?
Well, it's funny you say that. Isn't it funny? The inert ingredients in your inoculation? Well, they're 66.6%. It couldn't be any other amount. It had to be that amount.
You know, I was really into studying CERN like 5 or so years ago, and there's so many weird anomalies, and people talk about weird anomalies in the sky around CERN. Their logo is 666. Yeah.
I just, to me, It's the reason I bring this up is because Alex has just beaten his head in the ground. He's like, what is this? Is this space entities? Is this demonic? Is this everyone's just brainwashing it? And I think everything was cooking along that way until they opened up the pit of hell. I think this is like letting the genie out of the bottle. I think this is about the time that everyone you knew all your life that you could have a reasonable conversation with suddenly had these Joker faces. You know, they all got this demonic look.
I mean, it's so crazy. You almost have to go to sci-fi to try to explain it. It's like the Ghostbusters or something, and like they just released all the ghosts.
I mean, I don't know that this is the answer to all our problems, whatever. But I tell you what, I think it needs a real good sniff test.
In Europe, they built some tunnel. It's like the longest underground tunnel, and they had it was like a weird ritual. It's real demonic. They had like the demonic ritual to introduce this tunnel. I forget what it was called. Anyway, if folks want a very curious thing to look into, CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, is there's a lot of weird stuff going on there. You know, they're just trying to bend the physics and time and smash things together, and, you know, it's, who knows what's going on. Tim, thank you so much for the call. Oh, yeah, and their logo is 666. I'm sure that's not a big deal. Let's see here. Got some good callers here. Wyland in New Hampshire, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Warren.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Warren. Okay, in New Hampshire. Okay.
Yep.
I just wanted to say something. Not say something. It's what I have come up with, you know, over the years. I've listened to Alex for 23 years, and I've listened to a lot of things. And of course, everybody tries to figure out something to the solution. Right now, I will be honest with you. I feel very bad for your listeners because either probably by accident, but they've got a lot of information. And none of this information is going to solve a thing, one thing. Now, it's going to be our money supply, and I'm going to tell you why. We have a fiat money supply. You've been fed a lot of propaganda on that, so such as a barrel full of money to buy a loaf of bread. Now, I mean, that's garbage. New World Order wants you thinking that way, okay? Now, the fiat money supply can be used for one or two reasons, depending on who controls it. It can be used for great wealth or great poverty, depending who controls it and what their agenda is.
Well, and that's why they don't want we the people controlling our currency, and they don't want a cryptocurrency because it's controlled by people and it's not centralized. And you know, I understand what you're talking about the information here, but for me, it was getting the information is what woke me up. So we just try to pay that forward, and we just believe if people hear the truth, they want to know the truth, they'll respond to the truth. And so that's why we do lay out the information, and we're filling the void. Nobody else does it. So somebody has to fill it, and that's where InfoWars comes into play. But, eventually people are going to have to – it's going to have to be a mass awakening, and people are going to have to get involved in local politics, and I don't know where it goes from here to save America, but getting the information out there so people know what's going on is imperative to me. Let's go to Paul in Georgia. You're on the Alex Jones Show. Paul, go ahead.
Those who are awake have a duty to interpose themselves on this undeclared war against humanity. We have to stop these criminals, and we have to stop them from actually trying to institute all of their plans against us. There's a number of ways to do this, but it's not going to be on the political level. It has to be beyond that. It has to be cultural. InfoWars has long since been working on the cultural level. We have to continue to talk to the people as best we can, try to wake them up as best we can, and try to get them to understand. But they're going to end up killing a great number of us, it looks like. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, I mean, look at the vaccine alone. People are dropping dead, famous people, public health officials in India. So, I mean, yeah, the abortions by the millions. Yeah, some people don't even make it into this world, and some people get in and, you know, they get hit with the propaganda. They get hit with the poison in the water and the food. They get hit with the vaccine. So, yeah, no, it's a population control agenda. Eugenicists are at the top of it, and as soon as people realize that, they'll probably panic, quite frankly, but that's the appropriate response. Paul, thank you for the call. PL in Kansas, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Thank you, Owen, for So first up, I'd like to start off by saying that I'm glad outlets like you guys and the National File and the Epoch Times provide a way for information about the truth regarding the vaccines, like how they're mRNA gene therapies, basically, and how they have some pretty questionable research behind them gets out there. But at the same time, it kind of concerns me to think about how none of this information is getting out into the mainstream.
Yeah, you still talk to the average person on the street or at the store or something, they don't know any of this.
Like, for instance, the news here mostly talks about how the progress with the vaccine rollout is coming along and how the case rates look, but distressingly, there's very little information.
Well, and let me explain it like this. The same censorship that we see on the internet from big tech companies has already run its course on television. We just didn't know it because it wasn't as easy to access. We couldn't get access to it. So television news has already gone through the rings of censorship, where what we're seeing with censorship on social media is what's already been going on in television for decades. They've already censored people like Alex Jones off TV. They've already censored people like Michael Savage off TV. They've already put a blacklist out with my name on it for TV. So we just don't know that because we can't get access to it. But that's why, oh, yeah, the television news telling you the vaccine is great. You know, everybody says, hey, get the vaccine, it's all good. Whereas if you go to the independent media, they're at least, showing you both sides of the aisle. So it's just the TV has already been totally censored. It's for the most part all propaganda now. That's why 95% of TV news was anti-Trump. Let's squeeze one more caller in here. Aaron in Las Vegas, make it quick.
Owen, pleasure to meet you, sir. You're as cool as Mr. Jones. I just want to hear your opinion on Title 18, USC, Section 242, and how that could pertain to putting masks on children in the schools. And the last sentence of that provision being or death. What can we do to help the kids?
Well, parents are going to have to go to school board meetings. They're going to have to run for school board. They're going to have to go to city councils. They're going to have to raise their voices, or they're going to have to pull their kids out of schools. Problem is you can't stop paying the taxes for the schools, so that's kind of where they have you there. But, yeah, the torture of the children with the face mask is out of control. It's going to have to be parents that rise up. We have to be the voice. The parents have to be the voice of the young. Aaron, thanks for the call. On this day, Rick Monday of the Chicago Cubs, on this day, April 25th, Rick Monday of the Chicago Cubs did a heroic act, which today would have probably landed him in jail. But we flash back in time to a better time when American athletes were patriots.
Two of them. All right. He's going to burn a flag, and Rick Monday runs and takes it away from him. And so Monday, I think a guy was going to set fire to the American flag. Can you imagine that? Well, they better lose him in a hurry. And Monday, when he realized what he was going to do, raced over.
Look at that. And the broadcasters loved it. The crowd loved it. Even the Jumbotron loved it. A better day where an American patriot was a hero. Harrison Smith takes over.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.